welcome to His Glory. This is Debbie. I hope everyone is having a really good day today. I wanted to do a podcast, and this one's going to be called Rooted in Christ. I really feel like this is so important just in the walk with God and your journey with Him. And I really believe in the state of our world, the way it is right now, is so important to be rooted in Him. And what does it mean to be rooted in Christ? I'm just going to go over some scriptures, but I'm also just going to talk about why this is important and what it actually really means to be rooted in God. I'll start off with just saying, if you're rooted in Christ, fear is going to be less in your life and faith is going to be really strong. It's so important that God is first in your life and that you have full trust in Him. Because no matter what is happening around you, and no matter what you're hearing about what's happening in the state of this world, your attention always goes back to the foundation of your life, which is God, and realizing that He is in full control and that He is the foundation of your life. So rooted in Him means no matter what the circumstances are around you, in your environment, or whatever the case is, you know deep in your spirit that you have God and that God ultimately is the creator of all things and all circumstances and is in full control. He is very aware of what's happening. And even though you hear anything that's happening in the world, it can be very unsettling. It can actually make you fearful and it can make you kind of unsettled, right? But you always go back to the root of everything and say, well, you know what? My foundation is God. My hope is in God. He is very well aware of what's happening. He's in full control and I trust Him. So when you are in that state, then you understand that no matter what's happening around you, and I always go to Psalms 91. And, you know, God says in Psalms 91, that you will fear no evil, even when arrows are flying at night or during the day, the angels have you up into their wings, that you will not dash your foot against a stone. That no matter what, God is in control, God is with you, He has protection around you. And just kind of understanding that and really getting that in your spirit and believing that, because you can say it, but you really have to get that in your spirit and understand that, you know what, I'm going to walk through this life with no fear and not allowing fear completely to have dominion over your life. Because ultimately we can be fearful, we're human, but underneath all that, you always go back to God. Why? Because He is the foundation of your life and you are rooted in God, and God is not going to allow you to dwell in that fear. So I would say the first one is He is our foundation, and we know we're solid in knowing that it all goes back to Him because He is in control and He is fully in control of our leaders, everything that's happening in the world. He sets up kings. He can remove kings and He knows where you are, who you are. He knows you. So He knows, you know, that no matter what, that if you're making God first in your life and you're truly trusting in Him, that you're going to be okay and He's going to lead you and guide you. So it's so important, especially now, just with the state of everything. I mean, we are all aware that nothing is like solid right now. It just feels like everything in the world is very unstable. It can change at any moment. I think after COVID, we are very aware that life can change overnight. So it creates this fear in a lot of people, and especially those that don't have hope in God. So I can't even imagine not having hope or not having God and how God is needed in so many people right now. And there's so many people still that are relying on outside sources like our leaders, our government, and they are really unstable because that is forever changing. It's very unsettling to hear what these leaders are saying or what the media is saying. So if their hope is in that, how fallible is that? How unstable is that? And so people need God. People need that solid foundation of the Lord to help get them through. Because even as a Christian, we fall victim to fear. But, you know, God always, no matter what, you may stumble, but you'll never fall, because he's always going to lift you back up and get you straight in your thinking and your perspective, and knowing that he is your foundation. And the second I would say, being rooted in Christ means we are putting him first. We may stray a lot of days and we may forget that, but ultimately, you know, God is your first and foremost. That's who you go to when things are shaky. That's where you go to, and you know that he is going to ultimately take care of everything. And when you put God first, everything falls into place in your life. And we understand this because God tells us this, and this is biblical, that if you put me first and you love me first, all these things will be added to you. What does that mean? That means all things in your life. He's going to be your provision. He's going to be your safety net. He's going to be everything for you. But you have to put him first and you have to go to him. And I will always say this, it's okay to talk to people, but ultimately go to God first. Let him be your compass and let him be your peacemaker. Let him be the one that is leading you and helping you, because man can only lead you so far. And I would say the third is trust, complete trust in him. You have to have this trust because he is in full control. And we understand that no matter what is taking place around you and what you feel, you don't have control over, because, you know, we get as humans, you know, really scared when we know that we have no control over those circumstances, right? So we have to trust in him and just saying, you know what, God, I know what my eyes are seeing. I know what my ears are hearing, but regardless, I trust you and know that you have me. Why? Because God, you are my foundation. I am rooted in you and I'm trusting in you. And I know no matter what, that you got me, right? So it's so important today, because I just feel like, you know, the state of the world is just getting darker. It's just getting more unstable. And so many people need God. They need Christ, and they need us to be the example of that light for Christ. They need to see that there is hope. How are they going to see that there's hope if Christians are going out of their mind and not being trusting, not showing that hope that is inside of us, and we are in fear and we're not being the example of what they need? They need to see that, wow, no matter what's happening, you guys are very like in control of how you're presenting yourself. You're not in fear. You're not freaking out. You're at peace. And that's what they're going to want. That's what they're going to come after and ask, how are you so like calm in the middle of a storm? Or how are you so calm with everything's going astray or going crazy around you, right? This is what the example is of that light that you're going to shine. In Colossians 2, 6 through 7, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted, built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We understand that this is not by our own might. This is not by our own strength, that God that dwells in us always leads us right. When you have the Holy Spirit, that is your guide. God dwells within you wherever you go. That's what we should be shining. That's what we should be, not afraid to be the person that God calls you to be. I understand how hard it can be when you're surrounded by people that don't believe, that may mock you, may ridicule you, may make fun of you. I understand that. But God is calling a people to be bold and strength through him, not by your own strength, but to stand up and believe and show your beliefs and what you are standing on. I just feel like so many Christians are so scared to stand up and be bold in their faith and truly shine that light of God. because of that fear of other people. But these are the very people that need to see God's light. These are the very people that God is trying to reach and that needs that awakening. And I truly believe, as a follower of God and as a Christian, we have to get to a place in our life where we have to ask the question, would I die for my faith? What would I do for my faith? Because I truly believe you should answer this question. And as I became a Christian, this was one of the first things that I had to come to grips with as a follower of God and as a follower of Christ. Because if you look at the Bible and you look at the disciples and what they went through, are we as Christians willing to go through those things ourselves? And if you can answer that honestly and say, would I die for my faith? Or would I stand up in the face of adversity, knowing that I would be the only one standing up? Would I do that? You have to answer these questions, because at that moment when you decide that and say, yes, I would, it will become a little easier to stand for your faith and to stand in the middle of people that don't believe, or stand up for something that has to do with Jesus. Because that's a very scary place for people to be when they feel like they're the only ones that are going to be voicing that opinion and nobody else is going to agree with them or whatever that may be. I understand that. I've been in those situations. I understand that 100%. But I think right now where we are in the world, in the state of our world, is so important to have that place within ourselves and knowing what I stand for, what I believe, and be bold about it and be confident and knowing that God is with you. God is standing there with you, and He's calling His people to be strong, bold, courageous, especially as this world grows darker. We should be shining brighter. Our light should be shining. Like He said, we can't put our light under a basket and hold it. He didn't save us for us to hide it and it to be a secret amongst the people around us. We need to be shining that light. We need to be giving that hope to people around us and those that are lost. Because right now, as the world grows darker, and as you can see, just if you turn on your TV, you can see that how much is against God. Everything is about not following Christ. Everything is completely against the Word of God and completely against Him. Their voices are being spread around the world. Their voices are louder than the Christian voice. And we have to be willing to stand in the gap. We have to be willing to stand up and be louder than the darkness that is out there. And I know that even now, I mean, I was watching the news the other day and they were singing gospel. They were talking about Christ, which is very shocking considering that I don't see any, see that a lot. So it's kind of hopeful. It is hopeful. It ain't kind of hopeful. It is hopeful that more people are standing up and speaking about Christ. And I think that that needs to be the momentum and that needs to be where we're heading, because the darker this world gets, the more light that we need to be shining. We need to be louder. We need to be bolder and courageous. You're going to realize that when you do that and you are speaking that and shining your light, it becomes easier and easier, and God's going to give you the strength. It's not by our strength, it's by His, because the world needs it more now than ever, because I believe that God is coming back and He needs His people to stand up, and He's calling His people. He's calling, you'll know, because there is a nag in your spirit. There's just that prompting of the Holy Spirit that He is confirming that to you, and God will speak to you. He will show you your calling. All you have to do is just ask. People ask, they don't ask, they don't receive. He wants you to ask, what is my calling, God? What are you calling me to do? He's going to show you, because we all are a part of the body of Christ. None of us are more important than the other. We are all the body. And so all of us fit together and we all have a purpose. Every single one of us has a purpose, and it's very important. All right, so I'm going to go down to Jude 1:3, beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that once for all delivered to the saints. Colossians 2:8, see it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. This is so important right here, because there are so many voices out there that are false, and there's so many false prophecies and false pastors. It's so important to be in the Word of God, because you should be able to discern what's real and what isn't. You should not just listen to man. Don't just rely on man. Don't just rely on me. You need to go into the Word of God. You need to test the spirits, God says, and have discernment. You need to have discernment about who's speaking to you, because this is important. Because you, if you don't think that having someone who's false to drop a seed in you, it can grow. It's so important who is speaking and knowing the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you're not going to know who is false and who isn't. So get in the Word. Let God and the Holy Spirit teach you. I am all for going to church. I'm not saying that, but I will say you need to be in the Word. You need to be in the Word yourself and not just rely on your pastor to teach you, because the Holy Spirit will teach you. And that is, when you go to church, you'll know if it doesn't sound right, doesn't feel right. The Holy Spirit's going to nudge you, because you can go back to Scripture and compare what you're hearing. And it's so important for that. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We need to be living in Christ and shining that light. Okay, let me see what I'm going to do next. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And this is really, we need to be rooted in God, having faith, because really it comes down to faith over fear. So whenever you're feeling fearful, just pray, go in the Word of God, start reading scriptures about faith, and just realizing that God is our foundation. We have to live by faith. It is all about faith, trusting in God. Trust and faith. This is what we are standing on. That is our foundation. That is the most important, because we need to have faith over fear. If fear is dominating your life, then it's time to get in your secret place and go in and truly have a moment with God, because we need to have more faith over fear, no matter what. No matter what they're telling you, no matter what your friends are saying, no matter what the media is saying, no matter what you're hearing constantly. Faith over fear, because God is greater. He is in control. And we know this. Colossians 2:6, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. We need to be walking in the commandments, being obedient to his word, and live it out. Let's live it out and be a light unto those that need it more now than ever. I hope this lifts you up. I hope that you truly understand that we need to be walking in faith. We need to be shining a light more now than ever, and just living in our purpose. More than anything, we need to know who we are, what our purpose is, and what God is calling us to do. Each and every one of us has a specific calling that he wants us to live out. And it's so important that we understand that and we live that and we start walking in that. I hope you're blessed. I will be back soon, guys. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And I pray that you're courageous and bold and shining your light brighter now than ever. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless.